This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India has banned direct or indirect imports from Pakistan with immediate effect. Directorate General of Foreign Trade said in a notification that direct or indirect import or transit of all goods originating in or exported from Pakistan shall be prohibited with immediate effect. It said this restriction is imposed in the interest of national security and public policy. Any exception to this prohibition will require approval of the government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding delegation-level talks with the President of Angola in New Delhi. Several agreements are expected to be signed between the two countries following the talks to boost bilateral cooperation in various fields. President of Angola arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day state visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including several ministers, senior officials, business houses, and media. President Lorenzo was accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan in the national capital this morning. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Modi welcomed the President of Angola. Speaking to the media, President Lorenzo highlighted that this state visit marks the first visit in 38 years, making it a significant moment for Angola. President Lorenzo expressed his delegation's deep appreciation for the warm and hospitable reception they received from the people of India.
Just arrived at the city of New Delhi, which is the capital city of the Republic of India, to hold this state visit, which is taking place after 38 years when President José Eduardo dos Santos, the former president of the Republic of Angola, came to the Indian soil to establish and strengthen the bilateral relations between the two countries. We see this visit as a signal which is very important.
President Lorenzo also paid tribute to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, at Rajghat. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar called on President Lorenzo this morning. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said he values his warm sentiments for India and guidance for taking forward the partnership. He expressed confidence that President Lorenzo's talks with Prime Minister Modi will chart new avenues of growth for India-Angola and India-Africa ties. President Draupadi Murmu will hold discussions with her Angolan counterpart later today and will also host a banquet in honour of the visiting dignitary. In Goa, six persons lost their lives and over 80 others were injured in a stampede at the Sri Lairai Jatra Festival in Shirgaon village at Bicholam today. The incident occurred early this morning when thousands of devotees thronged the temple to witness and participate in the centuries-old ritual at the temple. The injured are undergoing treatment at Bicholim Health Centre in Mapusa District Hospital and Goa Medical College and Hospital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives in the incident. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished speedy recovery for those injured. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the first National Mediation Conference in New Delhi today. Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, and Union Minister for Law and Justice, Arjun Ram Meghwal, will also address the conference. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India can take the global leadership in the field of media and entertainment sector. He said several global firms have shown willingness to work with India in this regard. Seven global firms, including Google, Meta and Microsoft, today signed an MOU with the Indian Institute of Creative Technology, that is IICT, during WAVE Summit in Mumbai. The IICT will be set up in Mumbai with a funding of 400 crore rupees. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnaw said, in the coming days, the IICT will set the same template as IIT and IIM.
Such a major institution in the coming days that this will set the same template that we created for our IIT system and the IIM system. Similar stuff, similar template we'll try to create. I look forward to more and more inputs from the industry participants. We are a very open-minded government. Our Prime Minister always encourages us to listen and make the changes which are required for helping our youngsters, helping our talent find the right opportunities.
Meanwhile, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, today appreciated the work being done by community radios. And that is the end of this news bulletin.